From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Chloe here, August 11th. Health and longevity in 10. Let's begin with what changed my mind this week. Let's get into it. First, from Andrew Zimmern, words and deeds matter. Spilled milk, #485. I think the core point is simple. Cooking a dish from another culture is fine, but turning it into a product without giving any respect or credit crosses into appropriation. The line the writer draws is that when you commercialize a recipe, you should first learn its history, where it comes from, what its name means, who traditionally makes it, and the cultural context that shaped it. That background tells you whether you're adapting a beloved tradition or erasing its roots. The piece argues that the debate has gotten too heated, with some people seeing appropriation in every taco and others dismissing the issue entirely. Instead of arguing about permission, the focus should be on how we present the food after we've learned it. In practice, that means doing a quick bit of homework, naming the dish accurately, acknowledging its origins, and being honest if you've changed it. Those small steps turn appreciation into respect and keep the culinary world richer for everyone. Next. Second, from Lindsay Max, Complexity Edge, Autism or Complex PTSD, a 5-page exploration checklist. I'm sharing a quick look at the checklist the therapist put together for anyone wrestling with the overlap between autism and complex PTSD. It's not a research study. It's a practical guide built from a decade of clinical work, so the evidence is really the therapist's accumulated observations and case experience. The PDF is 5 pages long and starts with short, clear descriptions of each condition, then moves into a list of more than 60 traits. Each trait is tagged as typically autistic, typically CPTSD, or possibly both, with notes on how the same behavior can show up for different reasons. It's meant for two audiences. If you're exploring your own neurotype or trauma history, the checklist can help you spot patterns before you go into an assessment. If you're a therapist, coach, or any professional who works with neurodivergent or trauma survivor clients, it gives a ready-made reference to keep your questions focused. The creator emphasizes that the tool is a labor of love, not a diagnostic test, and encourages you to use it as a conversation starter rather than a final verdict. Download it, give it a look, and see whether it clarifies where you stand. Up next, third from Off Grid with Marjorie Wildcraft, 2020, 60809 Off Grid with Marjorie. The new KVs got here, mostly safely. Loved your comments on that insane trip. They are so cute, and my breeding program has officially begun chaotically like everything else going on. I check out the newly planted Mexican sunflowers, not sprouting that much yet. Cat makes an appearance or two shocked at the empty restaurant in Miami when visiting family. It is low season in S. Florida, but not that low. A sign of the times. Unshadowed, Christian Westbrook reporting on a spate of coordinated livestock reporting requirements going in around the planet. And then, fourth from Tell Me Three Good Things, 10, August 2020, 6 till the three good things. Hey, so I wanted to share three good things that happened recently. First, a study on resilience found that people who focus on the positive aspects of their experiences, like appreciating the help they receive from others, tend to bounce back better from adversity. This makes sense, right? It's like what you said about your mom making you chicken soup. That kind of support can make a big difference. Another good thing is that researchers have been looking into the benefits of nature walks for mental health, and they found that even a short walk in a park can reduce symptoms of anxiety and depression. I know you've been trying to get outside more, and it sounds like it's really paying off. Lastly, a small but interesting study on gratitude found that when people take time to reflect on the things they're thankful for, it can actually change their brain chemistry and make them feel more positive. It's not a magic cure, but it's a simple habit that might be worth trying. Next, fifth from MedPage Today, Osteo. Arthritis of the big toe. They'll wait to operate. MedPage Today, patients with painful osteoarthritis of the first metatarsophalangeal joint MTPJAC at the big toe would do better with immediate surgery than letting nature take its course, results of a randomized trial indicated. That's the RID. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feet at storyflow.com.